The Tanan we learned, Noisnen Karf of Lir. You give outside the city a share of a karfus. That's 70 yamis. So Drashi, Noisnen Karf of Lir. That means Kishabol Limdor Tatchum. When you want to start counting the Tchum, when does the end of the city stop? That from there further, you have 2,000 amis. Is Maniach Le'ir Avir Shal Shiva Mama. Right outside the city, first you leave over 70 amis. Vishraim a little bit more. Shuk here Levad Tchum. That's included in the city without making the Tchum. First after the 70 amis, that's when you first start counting the Tchum of 2,000 amis. So from the last house of the city, you first measure 70 amis, that's like the end of the city, and then you first start counting the Alpayim Amos. Divir Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita. V'chachomim Oimrim, loy omru karfif el abein shtei ayurus. No, one city, where does the city end? By the last house. The last house of the city, that's where the city ends. And we start counting from that house, the Alpayim Amos. When do we say that the shear of karfif to Moisef give another 70 amis? That's bein shtei ayurus. Now, Zgrashi, Elebe Zayoris, Lechabra, like we're saying, when you want to put two cities close together to make it to one city, then we have to leave, if there's less than 70 Amis in between, then we consider it like one city. Lechabra Nayidei Karfav Shebeneim, you want to make it look like one city, then we say, if there's only 70 Amis, it's like one city. Now, V'yitman, this din we learned. V'yitman Rafun of Omar, Karfav Lezu, V'karfav Lezu. When you have two cities next to one another, it doesn't mean only if there's like 70 amis. And once you have more, like you have 75 amis in between, then it looks like two cities. No, Rav Huna said we'd like give each city, each side, 70 amis and one more. So the kitzah, if it's within 141 amis, one city to another city, it's still considered like one city. It's only if it's separated more than 141 amis that we look like one city has 70, and the other city has 70, and still they're separated, that looks like two cities. So Rav Huna already said this chiddush, that we give each city a shear of 70 amis, and if it's more than 141 amis separated to the two cities, then attack has it in like two cities, and each city has its own tchum. So Rav Huna already said this chiddush, that you give the shear of 141 amis. And Zakrashavit, Vitm Rahun Omar, Lukama Forest of Pirkin Pluktayu. Later on in this parak, we'll learn what the Machloikis is. When you want to connect two cities, one next to another, and there's a space of 70, more than 71 amis in between, like one man, the Yomit's called two separate cities. According to Rav Huna, no. Since there's less than 141 amis in between, it's considered like one city. What the Svaros are, we'll see later in the parak. So the Kasher is, the Rav Huna already said this Chiddush one time, that we give each city 70 amis. So why do you have to say it over again for? And for the Gemara, V'chia barav omar, before the Itman, the Kash of Itman, Funu, omar, karv lezu, karv lezu. V'chia barav omar, ein noisne ala karv vechel lishneim. He also know you only give 170 amis in between the two cities. If there's more than 71 amis in between the two cities, it's called two separate cities. But I call upon Rav Huna said it already one time. So the Gemara tzricha. I need him to say it two times, Rav Huna. The Yashmin and Hoch, if it only say it here, Mishum the Hevelay Tzad Hayeser Mikora. The Hevelay Tzad Hete Mikora. What's our case talking about? Our Gemara here. We are first, Yutaka had one city. It has the walls all around the city. Now, years later, the middle wall broke down. On top and bottom, in the middle of the wall, it broke down and became a pirtza in between the city. And since it became a pirtza, also the houses also got knocked down. Something happened there, all the houses got knocked down in the middle. So here I would think that when do we divide up these two parts of the city to make it look like two cities? Only if there's such a big space in between, like 141 amis in between. Because since Metchila was one big city, Metchila you had those straight walls straight across. Just later it broke. So to make it two separate cities, then you need mamish 141 amis in between. If there's less than that, that's called one city. That's only because Metchila was one city. Mashain came. Avul Hossam, Emeloi. But Hossam, the din later on Daf Nun Zayin. That's talking about Metchila. You have two separate cities. You have one city on the right side, and you have another city on the left side. And these two cities never had trackers one to the other. Still, Rav Huna says that if there's less than 141 amis in between, you make the two cities look like one. That's a tremendous chiddush. I would think maybe in this case where the two cities have no sheikhs, maybe 71 amis divides up the city. Kamash Mullah, no. Not only in our Gemara here, where you first had one city and the walls broke.
do you have the shiur of 141 amis? But even in the case where the cities were never connected together, kol zaman the cities are within the distance of 141 amis, separated, only that much separated, it's considered like one city, and it has one, you count the tchum outside the chaims, outside both sides. So that's the chiddush. Let's just have Huna say the Kiddush later. Like, let him just say in the case we have Mamish, two separate cities, and the space in between them is less than 141 Amis, we look like it's one city in the Gayat of the Tchum. Then you first start counting your Tchum outside the boundaries of both cities. So let him just say it there. And Pshita by our case here, where Metchila was one city, that Avada, now if the walls break down, Avada, we have the shear of 141 Amis. So the Gemara, no, this way is also a Kiddush. Mishum de dechika, the Ravi Ashmin and Hossam, Mishum de dechika, Tashmishtayu. I tell you, where you have a good city, then it's a svara, a city has to use the first outer 70 yamas of the city, the people in the city use it. Chveis, you park your car there, you leave your stuff there, you walk outside there, you play there, you need a playground there. People in the city need the first 70 yamas out of the city, it's called needed for their city. So mainly here we have two separate cities. It's fair to say that if there's only 141 Amis out in between them, it's called like one city. Because this city needs its 70 Amis, and this city needs its 70 Amis, therefore it's considered like one big city. That's where you have two separate cities. Aval Hocha. But in our case, we're talking about Metchila was one big city. What happened? Metchila, you had this one big city, and now in the middle of the city, the middle wall caved in. So the middle of the city, Mamish, became vacant. And there's a space open now. So I would think if this vacancy here in the middle of the city is more than 71 Amis, that's enough to divide up the city. Because the city itself managed already without this vacant space. Because the material of the city was full. Where was the 70 Amis out of the city? On the right side and the left side. So the people inside here are already used to using the outside, the right side of the city, the right outside 70 Amis, and they use the left side outside 70 Amis. But in the middle of the city, Metchila, there were houses there, it was all used. Now something happened, a hurricane came, and knocked down the two sides of the walls here, knocked down the middle of the wall, and knocked down the middle houses, so you have now 70 Amis space in between. So I would think once there's 71 Amis space in between, that's enough to divide up the city. You don't need 141 here, because this middle space is like Kula Revach, they can manage without it. So now that you have 70 Amis space, Mamish, in the middle of the city, that's enough to divide the city into two. Kamash Malan, no. Still, providing it's within 141 Amis, we look like it's one city. You need still more than 141 Amis to make it into two separate cities. Trashi the Tchika Tashmishta. Based on Yoris Mamish Tchika Tashmishta, Bechad Kafir. Hilcha Kafir Mechoshe Lechol Chad Kier Gufay. Each city needs its 70 Amis. We look like it's one city. They didn't need this space in between. Don't give this space in between for their use. And let's say since there are 70 Amis in between, it splits up the city in half. Kamashmula, no. That to split up a city in half, you always need 141 Amis to divide it up. Less than that is always considered like one city. Right. For the Gemara, the Kama Heve, then yes, Selekeshes. It's up until now we're talking about on the bottom part of the archway, from one side to the left side, how far away is it? So Rav Huna said it can't be further away than 4,000 Amis. What about now, how high up does the archway go? The notch where the bow goes all the way up. How far away is the top of the arch to the bottom of the arch? Like in the picture of the archway here. This top house, this top circle, how far away can it be from the bottom chevel, the bottom string? Is there any shear, how far away it could be? Or no, we say no matter how far away, still we look like it's one city. Is there any shear, the height, how high up the archway could still be? So the more of a camo. Kam heavy ben yeser, yeser means the bottom line, lakesha to the top of the archway. Rabba bara puni roma apayim amis. Yes, it can't be more than 2,000 amis. Once it's more than 2,000 amis, it's not mitzuraf anymore, and you look like it's its own, each house has its own tchum. Rabba braid the rabba bara puni roma, no. Afilu yeser my apayim amis. Even if it's more than 2,000 amis.
And no matter how high, how far away the top of the keshes is from the bottom of it. And Amar Abaya, Kavose de Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna Mestavro. It's a raya to Rova Brei de Rabba Barafuna. What's the raya? Di boy yehoder osi derech batim. Because what's the story telling me now? So if you have this archway here, a person living in the top house, if he wants to walk downwards, he could only walk up Hayim Amar. So he can never walk to the bottom string, so it's more than up Hayim Amar way, he can never walk down there. So that's the Pasha, no. If he wants to, let him make a right turn. Let him walk down the archway. Let him walk down right. This is Zichah called part of the city. It's inside the archway, there are houses going all around in this half circle. That's the city. So somebody living on the top of the circle, he could just walk, even after walk 5,000 amas downwards. Let him walk straight down all the houses, down to the bottom. So the kids said, no matter how high the bow is, he could walk along the bow all the way down. Because that's Zichah part of the city. All the half circle, that's Zichah all full of houses. That's part of the city. So no matter how high up you are, you could always reach the bottom. So the Ikar Shaila is from one side to the bottom side. How far away are you to give the Shein Tziruf? And that Rav Huna said, once it's less than 4,000 amas apart, it's mitzuruf. It lies like one ear. Right. Says now Mishnah, Hoyisham Gedud Yois Gevoya Asar Tochim. Same thing, and you want to air onto the city, if outside the city there were Gedudyos. That's like a haunted house, a house that caved in already. My Gedudyos, what is this? Omer Rav Yehuda Sholosh Mechitzes. It means there was once upon a time it was a house, and now like it caved in halfway, and there are only three mechitzes standing, Shein Aleihem Tikra, that there's no roof on top of it. Still, if this is sticking outside the city, that makes the city extended until the end of this house, and that's where the tchum first starts. So you have three mechitzas without a tikra. Fred Gemari Boyelhu. What about shtei mechitzas v'yesh aleihem tikra? Let's say you have two walls standing, and it has a roof. Mau. Is that also enough to give it a shame house that the city gets extended till after that house? As you say that the house is, it has to be a makam dira. It has to be roy for somebody to live there. So if you have three walls, that's enough of a tznias there. You're covered up by three sides, people would live there. If you only have two walls, people don't live in a place with only two walls. The shaila is, what about if it has a roof? Maybe with the roof, it's called the Mokam Roy Ladira, and that's called to Mesef onto the city. Yeah. And the Gemara Toshma, bring your raya. Elo Shem Misavrini Mo. These are the things that could use to extend the city. You make the city outside these houses, these type of living quarters. Nefesh Sheyeshpo Arbamas Al Arbamas. Nefesh is like a matseva, on top of a kever. And we're talking about, you have a house there that the shomer of the basic chorus lives there. Shrashi nefesh, that's binyan ala kever. Like a matseva on top of the kever. Ustoma ledira shomer a kever ovid. They make it for the shomer to live there. Hilkach afa gab loidari bay bayis bays diru. Even though lamayasi doesn't live there, but abi it's royifim to live there, that's called a bayis. And it's, the city goes extended until there. Hu adin via gesher, we have a bridge. For Yakever, you have the Beis HaKforis, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira. That there's a Beis Dira in the Beis HaKforis, or else on the side of the bridge, there's a Beis Dira that the attendant to the bridge takes care of, lives there. That's also called a house. That makes the city wider. O Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira. In the Gemara's times, the Beis HaKnesses is always outside the city. So if inside the Beis HaKnesses there's a room there that the Shamash live there, that's also called part of the city. And the Tchum of the city first starts from outside the Beis HaKnesses. The chazin means the shamash took care there, he lived there. Ubeis avoidus kechovim, shieshba beis dira lechaimrim. Who had invited to say beis avoidus kechovim? Also, even the goyim, they also have a shame dira. If a goy lives in a house, his house also makes the city extended, and the city first ends at the end of his house. So if you have a beis avoidus orim, that their galochim there live there, is also called a beis dira. Trashin. They don't live there. But if you have a special room where the Golochim live, that's called the Beis Dira then. That means susim. That means the corrals where you keep the horses. If you have a corral where you keep horses, or else for your Shebasodis. Or else time you have an Oitzra, a warehouse in the fields, is V'yesh pohen the Beis Dira, and you have a special house there. Vice versa, the attendant lives there. That's also called the Beis Dira. That makes the city wider. Vayta v'yar burganin,
Burgner's also always a watch house, that in the roads, on the road, you have a watch house that the watchman lives there, Shebet Toichai. That's also Mitzurif. Trashi about Burgner, Shebet Toichai, Bet Toichai here. V'habayah Shebayam. If you have a city on an island, Bayam on an island, there's a city there, so Trashi. V'habayah Shebayam. V'iyeh Hayam. V'toich Ayin Ame B'shrayim L'yir. If you have an island that's within 70 yamis from the city, and you have a house on the island, so again, the tchum of the city first ends at the end of that house. And you first start counting a paimama from that house further. Is aray elu misabr mimur. All these type of houses, without somebody could live here, makes the city extended. The elu shein misabr mimur. These are type of houses now that do not extend the city. It's not called the Beis Dira, nobody would live there. It doesn't extend the city. Nefesh shenifritso mishtei ruchisel. Again, you have that's this house on top of the bay of the kever, where the shomer lives. So if two sides of the wall fell down, that's not called a house. Even though you have two walls standing, still two walls alone doesn't make it into a bayis. Elich v'elich. Who are then via gesher, via kever, shein bo beis dira. Or else you have time a bridge or a beis hakfaros that has no beis dira. Or beis hakneses, shein lo beis dira. Even if you have a shul within 70 yamas of the city. But if nobody lives there, it's not called a beis dira, it doesn't extend the city. Or else the base of what is Kechavim, Shein Lo Beis Diru L'Chermim. Or else there's nobody lives in the base of what is Zorim. V'yavrorois, v'yoytzrois, v'besodois, Shein Lehem Beis Diru. You have this corral for the susim or the storehouse that nobody lives there. It's not Ma'abr. These are halachas. In Kitz, it's only Ma'abr. It only makes the city bigger if it's a house that somebody lives there or it's roi for him to live there. So the Gemara Ketonim, as we learned here, Nefesh, if you have the house on top of the basic forest, on top of a cavern, that two sides of the walls caved in. Eloch v'yeloch, still it's no good. So my love, the ikotikra, the havminer is, Metchila was a good house that had four walls to it and had a roof. It says now, if two sides of the walls caved in, it's not Metzurif anymore, it's no good. Mashm, even though it has a roof. So this is a raya. Even though you have a roof on the house, but if you only have two mechitzas to the house, that's not called a house. A house has to have at least three mechitzas. So Saraya, two walls with a tikra is no good. So tomorrow I'll tell you light. The leka tikra, maybe here there wouldn't be any raya. We're talking about there's no roof. That's what it means. It means two sides caved in and the roof also caved in. But maybe if you have a roof, maybe it's good. Mashmashma we passed him. That if you do have a roof, then it would be good. Right, the next case it said here was Bayis Shebiyam. If you have a house on the island. But the Gemara Lamai Chazi, what are you going to use it for? His Avram is nobody lives there. Who lives on an island? So what is it roi for? For Bayis Shebiyam. Like who lives there? And the Gemara Omer Apopo, it means Bayis Shosu Lofanas by Kalim Shebesvina. There is, you have a ship that travels through this island, and all its stores there is Kalim that it needs to live with. In other words, it stores its food there, it stores its chairs there. So since inside this house is a Tashmishe Dira, that's also called like Roi L'Dira. Even though your mamash don't live there, but since you store your food there, that's also a svara that's called the Beis Dira. V'ayta umora ein misabri nimor. V'mashenkein umora stame cave, you can't include into the city. It doesn't extend the city. V'dimor v'toni reb chiyo, umora misaberis imor. If you have a cave that's within 70 yamas of the city, it does extend the city until after the cave. Omrabaya kishiyesh binyan alpiyya. Push, it's talking about we have a house on top of the cave. That's why it extends the city. But if there's no house there, then the city doesn't get extended because of the cave. For the Gemara Bazaar, like, Mike, what's the chiddush? Shrito, the tape of Gleim, you shouldn't buy binyan. If you tell me you have a house on top of the cave, shrito, the house is marver. Binyan gufa. And the Gemara, let's recall the hashtam. We're talking about the house itself is smaller than dalad by dalad amis. A house to be roy to live has to at least be dalad amis by dalad amis. See, so yeah, the house itself is less than dalad amis. Just as opened up into a cave. So the chiddush is that you must tie the two together. So about with the cave and the house, you could live here, that's called the Beis Dira, that makes the city wider. Omer Rav Huna, Yoshvei Tzrifin Ein Moedidin Lehem Ela Mitesach Bateim. What about you have people like the camp out? You have 100 people living out in the fields in like little tents. Tzrifin means a little tent that's aroyi, you put it up, you put it down, and you have the people living there together. The chiddush is, that is not called a city. That doesn't give them a shame ear. like we have it, we'll soon see what makes up a city. If you have a city, you first start counting the tchum from outside the city. If you have a lot of people camping together, each camp doesn't make up a city. And each camp is considered a separate base dira, that he has a tchum from right outside his camp and further, that's where his tchum is. It doesn't get a shame city, but each one is called a separate base dira, they count the tchum where they are. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, Vayachnu al Hayarden, mi beis Vayishimon, Vayishimois, Vayomar Rabba Babachone, Omer Rabbi Yechon, that the Chosler saw this place, this was where the Yidden lived in the Midbar, Havi Asra Vavitlose Pasoim. The Midbar, the Machne Yisrael was 3 Pasoim, was Yud Beis Mil, 12 Mil. Al Tlose Pasoi, it was 3 Pasois and 3 Pasois. Now, but Tanya, we learned like this. Kishen Nifnin, when they had to go to the base of Kisei, like even on Shabbos, a Nifnin Lelef Nehem, Vulele Tzedeim. They couldn't be Nifnin in front of the Machna, or they couldn't be Nifnin on the side of the Machna. Elul Yachareim. They B'davka had to walk every time they had to go to the base of Kisei, all the way to the back of the Machna. Because the Pshat is, when the Yidin walked in the Midbar, the Shechina went in front of them. So it's not nice that Yitzoya should be in front where the Shechina is going to go. So B'davka had to be Nifnin in the back, where you already passed it already, so the Shechina won't go there anymore. So the Kasher is, L'chura, a Yid on Shabbos, if he had to go to the base of Kisei, he had to walk Mamash 3 Pasoyim. Now when the Yidin lived in the Midbar, they lived like in Sukkos. They lived in little huts. They didn't have a base Dira Kavua. They used to put it up, and as soon as the Shofar blew that they had to move on again, they'd take down the hut and travel on again. So if you're going to tell me now that people live in huts, don't have a shame here, so they only have a right to walk up high in Mama. Mama's from where the house is. So how could a person that lived in the beginning of the Machna, he had to go on Shabbos, the Kuri couldn't go on Shabbos. He wouldn't be allowed to walk to the other side of the Machna. He has to walk Yud Beis Mil, the Mamish be like a Nisan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it'll be a Nisan Diraisa. To walk Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos, that's a Nisan Diraisa. So how does it say here they're allowed to walk from one side of the Machna to the other side of the Machna? According to you, tell him it doesn't have a shame city. His Mishpahim, if we say no, even people living in huts has a shame city to it. So when you have a shame here, the whole city is considered like Donald Amis. So you're allowed to walk along the whole city, like L.A. You can walk miles and miles and miles on Shabbos. It's all considered one big city. So then it'll be good they walk from one side to the other side. But if you're telling me, Yashrit Srifin, don't make up a shame city. Vice versa, a city means you have to have houses, kavua, that you live there, b'kviyas. So why in the Midbar was it called the kviyas? And the Gemara Poshid, Oma le rova, dig le Midbar karmet, you ask me a kasha, what happened in the Midbar? Since it says in the Midbar, Api Hashem Yachanu, V'api Hashem Yisou, since when they lived there because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop, rest here. When they traveled on, they didn't travel on their own das. They only traveled on when Hashem said to. Is Mela commanded Kvilu Dami. When they did rest, since they rested up, Yisivu Hashem, that's called the Kvias. That's called like they encamped here for good. Now they had to stay here until they got a Tzivu to move on. So that was called the Kvias. So here, everybody's masking has a shame ear. So therefore, when they encamped in the Midbar, they had a shame city. So therefore, you're allowed to walk from one side of the city to the other side of the city. There wouldn't be any shaylo. Mashenk and us, by Yeshvit Tzrifim, instead of the guys camping out, since there's only Diras Arai, you're going to move around, that's not called a city. Oma Rav Chinana Bar Rav Kana. Oma Rav Ashi. Im Yesh Shom Sholosh Chatzeres. Now, what makes up a city? What is considered a city to say all in the city is like one Dalad Amis, and you count up high imam outside the city? But if you just have 2 houses there, that's not called a city yet. Each house has to count from outside his house, he has a high imam. What's the least amount of houses you'd have to make up a city? Zok, Omar Rav Chinna Bar Rav Kan Omar Rav Ashi, Im Yeshem Sholosh Chatzeris. If you have 3 Chatzerim, Shel Shnei Batim. That each Chatzer has 2 houses opening up into the Chatzer. So the kids say you have 6 houses here with 3 chatzerim in front of it is hukfa. That's called an ear already. And then they have a right to say all around them, inside them is considered like Dalad Amis, and they count that chum Shabbos outside this area. Amrav Yudu Amrav Yoyshvei Tzrifim V'hochei Midbarius Chayeyim Enechayim. People that travel long and have to camp out in the forest, camp out, or the Hochei Midbarius, people have to travel through the Midbar, their life is not called a life. And the wives and the kids don't belong to them. His wife and Poshim got the husband is away so much, the wife has nus with somebody else, and they're not their kids, or else the husband also has nus with somebody else. About there, they stay away half a year. Tanya Namihochi. Eliezer ish biriya oimer. Yoshvei tzrifim. People are camped out in the woods. Ki yoshvei kvorim. They're like people living in a cavern, a base of kvoros. V'yabunaseim on the children of oimer. Oru shaychim and kol behema. That they're like a hefka. My timer, what's the reason why? Ulu ramar shein lehem achtois. They don't have any bathhouses outside in the fields. So Drashi, Mahal Chay Midbar Yisrashi Nishayim Imoim. They travel with their wives. V'yoshvei Tzrifin Nami Anshe Miknehem V'choynem Boi Chodesh Echadoshim Hachakol Amira. They travel month to month different places. Is Einu Shulehem, come a first time, assume to say why not. V'yoshvei Kvoris Kimeisim Lefi Shem Chusarim Hanohen. They have no enjoyment. V'loikim Ruchas V'zorim V'motah. People have to walk, travel through the Midbar. It's no life. You can say they have Yisurim, you have no enjoyment for life. That's not called life. My timer, Asurim Benoisayim. Why do we say that the daughter of the Roser, Asurim Benoisayim, Shein Lehem Machtsois, Sadrashi Vahochim Bemokim Rochok Lirchots. They have to go forward to take a bath. Ulishasayim Nezokkin Lumnoafim, Lefishir Azuva Mienish. That's the pshat. When even Rashi is learning, even if you travel with your wife out in the fields, but you have to look to take a base America, it means you have to go separately. So you leave your wife out in the fields alone, so if someone will come and have nus with her. That's why it's not your wife and not your own children. That's one shot. Shein lemachtois. Rabbi Yechon Noma Mefnei Shemagishim Zelazeh Betzvilom. When the wives have to be tevil in the mikvah, they know about it. So Drashi Betzvilom. Shein lem mikvois. They have no mikvois. V'ochus hanoshim litzvah b'mokim rochik. The Korah lechaverto. That the one wife tells the other wife, we have to go to the mikvah now. Let's go together. U'magishim hashcheinim. That the shcheinim realize it. And the Rosh hears about the two ladies talking, we're going to go walk away far to go to the mikvah, he'll follow them and have znus with them. That's the reason why people living out in the fields, they have to be a choshet, the wife has znus. So the Mara, my benayim, what's not going between the two tamim, my benayim, if they have a river next to the house. So therefore, our mikvois, drashin hora, rui letvila. V'leila merchats. It's not good to take a merchats. You can't wash yourself there. It's a river. You don't bath yourself there. So may if it's out mishum tvila, there's no chash. They go right to be table and come right home. But if it's out the base of merchats, they still have to travel far away, then there's a shal of znus while he's away. Omer Rafuna. Kol yir shein bo yerek, if the city doesn't have vegetables, ain't tamd chokhim isher lo debo. The Talmud Chacham should not live in this city. There's no vegetables, don't live there. For the Gemara Lameimra, the Yarkamalia. I was telling you, Talmud Chacham should be healthy. You want to learn, stay healthy. Live in a place that has healthy food. There's no vegetables there. It's not a healthy place. Don't live there. Is what you're telling me now, that vegetables are healthy. For the Gemara Batanya, we learned, Shloisha Marvinus Azevel. Three things that make you go. The Koifavinus Akoima. It bends you over. If you're a straight person, it'll make you hunchback. The Noitlin Echad Michomish Meyois. It takes away 500ths of your eyesight. What are these? Veluheim. These are these things that are bad for you. Pas kibber, like black old bread. Veshecher chodesh, new fruit.